888-279-7332782. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. A little housekeeping during the discussion with Izzy. Got a text message from William Hamilton down in Lapeer County. He's a county commissioner. Here's a novel idea. Stop allowing them to work here. Stop giving them free stuff. Used another S word. And make the southern border a big, huge military base. Problem is, it's so vast. Miles and miles and miles in Arizona. Thousands of miles in Texas. It's a huge border. It needs to be sealed. It needs to be shut down. Absolutely agree with that 100%. Tim Tarjeff, Sheboygan School Board member, this illegitimate administration's treasonous intentions were obvious going all the way back to January of 2021, when he basically, first day on the job, rescinded all of Donald Trump's executive orders when it came to border operations. Why did the catastrophic threat of this policy take almost 4 years to reach critical mass and gain the deserved urgency? Well, Cliff Tolini, county commissioner in Presque County, 50,000 Chinese national military age men documented. Story is covered. Basically, these are military age men, and he's saying, according to some news reports he's read, 50,000 Chinese nationals. Rob in Sheboygan, they're not illegal aliens, no more than are the invasion illegal armies. Well, here's the thing. There is a civil war brewing, according to field reporting. Ann Vandersteel, she's been on the show before. I'm going to reach out to her and have her come on to give us an update. They have witnessed Panama and other countries in South America allowing these type of military people to come through the border. They believe it's an actual planned invasion that could be coming. Now, here's the problem. And this I am saying this potentially could happen. And this is one thing that you have to be prepared for and think about. If it is in fact a planned invasion, where we're talking about China or any other country bringing in their military age men into our country, then they're going to be providing them with weapons, I'm sure, somewhere. They will have plans for them to hook up and provide them with arms. What are you prepared to do? We're not going to be able to rely on our state police, our county sheriffs, our police departments, our National Guard. My question is, would Governor Gretchen Whitmer even try to stop it? But when people are threatened, when your own safety is threatened, what do you do? Now, people are saying, you know, we have arms, we have ammunition, we're going to defend ourselves. Could this break out into basically a civil war? because that's what Ann Vandersteel is saying. That's what others are saying. And if it ends up being where citizens have to pick up arms themselves to defend their families, their homes, their businesses, what could this potentially turn into? Is that something you're prepared to deal with? If you're not, what are you going to do about it? That's the question to ask. Because here is the bottom line to all of this. Many people believe this is being done for this political election year. That's number one. But when you are confronted military age men, that's a completely different motivation. Who's behind the plan? Who's orchestrating it? Who's trying to make it happen? So I'm going to reach out to Ann and see if we can get her on the show, get her perspective. She's been down there in the trenches, just absolutely knocking it out, videotaping, watching what's going on at the border. And we shall see if she has some insight as to what she thinks going on. Pretty interesting. So we'll keep following this story. Michigan, Grand Rapids yesterday, Donald Trump held a press conference. He got endorsed by every single law enforcement organization in the state of Michigan at that press event yesterday. Now, it's kind of interesting, the picture of those that were standing behind him. Law enforcement, along with a hand-picked sample of our Republican congressional leaders, U.S. congressmen standing behind him. Mr. Rogers was there behind him. And it was kind of interesting, the picture, they did not look happy. They did not look happy. They looked like they didn't really even want to be there. Right over Donald Trump's right shoulder, Mike Rogers, with a scowl on his face. Then to Donald Trump's left shoulder, and this picture was very telling, John James, and then in the far back right corner, tucked in behind a large law enforcement, looks like possibly a sheriff deputy, Congressman Jack Bergman. Every single one of them with a scowl on their face. Every single one of them with a scowl on their face, acting like they don't even want to be there. They don't want to be listening to this president. Many people question why they even attended. One of the comments that I got in the text message, excuse me, folks, hold on 1 second. The process of going through this press release, this press conference, to bring attention to the death of Ruby Garcia, illegal boyfriend, driving a vehicle without a valid driver's license, had been deported before previously, in possession of a gun, shoots her in the head, throws her out of the vehicle, runs over her body with the vehicle, and then throws her to the side of US 131. in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Donald Trump completely outraged when information got to him, made this a political event in Grand Rapids, and U.S. Congressman and U.S. Senate candidate obviously standing there with a scowl on their face. Molinar is there. Others. This is absolutely just amazing. Well, on the poster, on the podium, was Donald Trump's text Trump to 88022. That's his text messaging campaign system. Stop Biden's border bloodbath. Grand Rapids, Michigan, 2024. That was the poster in front of the podium, in front of the microphone where Donald Trump was standing, making it very well known exactly what he plans to do when he gets elected, gets put back in office. This will be the largest deportation in the history of the United States, said Donald Trump at the event. This border bloodbath under Biden has got to stop. These people are bad people. They're coming here doing bad things. And we need a president and a border that can stop it. I'm that person, said Donald Trump at this event. Well, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell was at the event yesterday. We're going to get her field report on that Grand Rapids event on Friday. Find out what her perspective is and what she believes Donald Trump said there in Grand Rapids, whether it's going to have any impact on these U.S. congressmen that obviously were forced to come to this event. They're not happy about it. If you'd like this picture, text me GR for Grand Rapids, and I'll forward it to you. Very telling scowl on Roger's face as he's looking at Donald Trump. There's Eric Nesbitt, the Senate Minority Leader in Lansing, Congressman John James, and Jack Bergman. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common-sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4255. 4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Couple of text messages coming in. This coming from, where did he go? Come on. He was right at the top. Man, my phone's blowing up. Everybody's asking for GR for this photograph. Where did Greg go? Greg, were you actually at this event yesterday? Oh, there he is. He just gave me a thumbs up on that photograph. Well, you know why Mr. Rogers was there. Yes, getting Donald Trump's endorsement. He's got to be front and center right over Donald Trump's right shoulder in this photograph. But the picture is very telling. If you want the picture, text me, GR. Zoom in on Mike Rogers. Look at the scowl that's on his face. Absolutely amazing. I mean, at least John James and Jack Bergman are standing there. They're not smiling, of course. None of them are smiling. The law enforcement people that are there. This is a serious conversation. I don't see anybody smiling. Molinar is on the far left. There's Rogers over his shoulder. There's Nesbitt. There's John James. There's Jack Bergman. So, anyway, take a look at this picture. Tell me what you think. He said, no, I wasn't there. I watched it on Newsmax. Got it. Yesterday afternoon. But a very, very telling photograph. Phyllis says Rogers looks rather disheveled too. You bet. Greg said Rogers did smile, of course, when Trump mentioned his name. One thing I think that is going to play out, and this is kind of interesting, Adam DeAngeli from Rescue Michigan has put an online petition for people to be able to sign to send to Donald Trump that they are completely against his endorsement of Mike Rogers for the U.S. Senate here in Michigan. He's gotten over 1,100 signatures in one day. We're going to look at that. We're going to perhaps put it out there as a link. If you'd like to sign that petition, we'll find it on Rescue Michigan's website and we'll get it to you. And one of the other components to all of this comes on the heels of the Wisconsin primary yesterday, because after he left Grand Rapids, he went to Wisconsin He held a rally there, and of course, he won the Wisconsin primary unopposed, nobody running against him at this point. Haven't seen the actual final numbers, so I'm not sure whether or not he earned enough delegates in yesterday's Wisconsin primary to put him as the confirmed nominee, but I believe he's very close. Waiting for the final numbers to come out to see where he stands. And again, if you look at their faces in this picture, very solemn, not happy at all, I'm sure, to even be there. But when the president of the United States comes to your state and asks you to come to the rally to get behind him on stage, it's what you do. He's the leader of the party. He's going to be the nominee. And this is something that you definitely, definitely have to take a look at. This photograph, I think, is very telling. But one of the other aspects of all of this is the fact that there is going to be a primary, August 6th. With or without this endorsement, other candidates are fighting the good fight. I've been told that Glenn Wilson will be turning in his signatures next week. Sherry O'Donnell has already turned in her signatures to be on the ballot. And waiting to find out if Peter Meyer, Justin Amash, Michael Hoover, Alexandria Taylor, others, whether or not they're going to have the signatures to turn in to make it on the ballot, we shall see. So pretty interesting dynamics going on. Pretty interesting the people that they allowed and didn't allow into the event yesterday. We had put out a media request for Dr. Sherry and two others to be able to go there to report on it, and they denied our media credentials request. One person texting in, I don't trust Adam DeAngeli any further than I can throw him. Excuse me, don't say that on the air. You got to put that at the front. Well, bottom line is, wouldn't surprise me if they're keeping track of those who are against Rogers to use that against them in the future, especially for precinct delegates. DeAngeli is the executive director of Washtenaw County GOP? Are you kidding me? Man, that county has flipped. Final hour of today's show. I'm Chuck and Randy. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule.